What is a group of ducks called? On a good sunny day in the field, bird lovers might see multiple ducks foraging together. But what exactly are they seeing? What do they call them? Do you know? If not, we're here to help out. Stay with us. Not only is it fun to know the names of groups of ducks, but it is interesting as well. Some of these names are funny, silly, surprising, plain, or even not in use these days. This article is all about the naming of different groups of ducks. So, read on. What is a group of ducks called to know more? Ducks can group up in the air, water, and land. So, naming groups is based on the fact where they actually form a group. If they group up on the ground, we use collective nouns like a flock, brace, and battling, etc. Similarly, if you find them grouping in the air while flying, you can call them a skein, string, or team. For grouping in water, collective nouns paddling, bundle, and raft are more common. These names can be as unique as ducks themselves and highlight certain traits of their lifestyle. Remember, our list is by no means exhaustive, so please add any in the comment box if you know more. Let's dive deep to get more insight. Different group of ducks names. Bird lovers, don't take this fowl easy. It may form a group anywhere on the ground, in skies, and even in water. So, there are so many collective nouns to refer to such a strange grouping. We'd classify their groups in three ways to name them easily. 1. Group of ducks on land names. 2. Group of ducks on water names. 3. Group of ducks in flight names. Based on the above classification, let us know the exact term accordingly. 1. Group of ducks on land names. Bird lovers feel lovely to find ducks foraging on land. Remember, there are ducks, not a duck. They will eat in groups if they are living together. This is because they love following their fellows. Very social being. You may find groups as small as even 5 ducks or as large as 40. Gosh. So, what to call them if you found multiple on land? Below are few fitting words that you may consider to refer to ducks on land. 1. Flock. Wayo, ducks are foraging on the ground in a jolly mood today, they will not enjoy themselves alone. So, what to call them if you find them on land together? Hold on, don't call them many ducks, they will mind. The right term for groups of ducks on land is a flock. You can also use this term for birds in flight mode. Though flocking behavior is more common in wild ducks, you can also observe it in domestic males if you give them the credit of sticking together in the backyard. However, they will not fly too high or sometimes even with feet on the ground. Here is an amazing video for you in which you can see a flock of ducks can even block traffic. 2. Brace. Do you know, ducks pair up to develop deep social contacts. What to call them if you find a pair of ducks? Mostly you will point them as a pair of ducks, but it's not enough. There is a term especially used to name ducks as a pair that is a brace of a duck. You may call. How attractive is this brace of duck? Isn't it? Though this term is not very common. Now you can boost your knowledge in front of your friends by calling them a brace of ducks. Because you know. Don't you? Here is an amazing video for you in which you can see a flock of ducks can even block traffic. 3. Battling of ducks. I am a big fan of this collective noun. But why it's unpopular? Why? Have you ever heard of the battling of ducks? I know, not often, as this term is rare. Maybe this term is an alternation of paddling. It seems both battling and paddling coexist. However, battling is used for a group of ducks on land. In some extremes, it may be a small group of ducks not as big as a flock. But little is known about the exact origin of this name. You may not use this term for other waterfowls. It only applies to ducks. That is why I like this. Other collective nouns for duck groups on land. Most people are likely to use general terms like a flock of ducks, brace of ducks, or others. It does not mean that these are the only terms so far. There are other collective nouns also to repeat collection of ducks, but these are rare. Let's see list of some of these uncommon collective nouns for a group of ducks on land. Herd. Safe. Sort. Soar. Waddling. 2. Group of ducks on water names. Perhaps one of the most beautiful views is to catch them when they are swimming. When you come across a gathering of ducks in the water, what do you call them? Important point. Hold on, don't start naming them as watery ducks, swimming ducks, etc. There are the right options available. Move on to know these interesting names and wow your friends with your knowledge. Ducks grouping in water are formally called 1. Bunch. 2. Paddling. 3. Raft. We are going to start up from a bunch of ducks. 1. Bunch of ducks. Do you know ducks can group up in the water? Yes, they are multi-talented social creatures who always want to stay with friends even on land, in flight, or water. If you find a number of ducks swimming, diving, and foraging in water, call them a bunch of ducks. You could say, look, a bunch of ducks is swimming that way. You may impress your friends using the right term in the right way. 2. Paddling of ducks. With this term, what comes first in my mind is a boat. Yes, boat and paddle both are inevitable. When a large number of ducks swim together, they look like paddling boats as they use their feet in the way as we push the paddle of the boat to let it swim. This term is amazing as it focuses on paddling feet of this waterfowl. Don't hesitate to point, paddling ducks are there where you find them in water. Don't you? It sounds really sensible. 3. Raft. Now it's time to learn a little bit more educated term, raft. Most of you did not hear of it before. So let me tell you, the raft is an English word that stands for the buoyant structure of timber used in boats. Ducks have fastened feet that work like the timber of the boat to let it stay happily on water. For this reason, they are called a raft of ducks when they group up in the water. It's really amazing to observe rafts from a height as they swim both clockwise and anti-clockwise. Don't miss watching rafts from the mountains if you get a chance. 3. Groups of ducks in flight names. If you find a collection of amazing birds in the skies, what to call them now? Big trouble. This bird will never love to go alone anywhere. We've gathered a few collective nouns to name them in flight mode. Here are some great name ideas that you can use for a group of flyer ducks. 1. Skein. 2. String. 3. Team. 1. Skein. Though it sounds a bit complex. Even most of you don't know how to pronounce it well. Try to listen to this pronunciation of skein to speak it correctly if you want to boost your speaking skills. This name stands for the gathering of ducks in the air. Why? Because these waterfowl make V-shape while in flight around canopies. It seems they follow the V pattern in their flight mode. Not only ducks fly like that, but geese and swans also follow this pattern. So, this term depicts a kind of flying behavior or pattern. Now you got it. Haven't you? If not, watch this image below to understand well. 2. String. Probably all of you are well aware of the meaning of the string. If not, let me tell you, it is a cord we use to bind. What is the connection between string and group of flying ducks? Like me, you will also be curious. Let's kill curiosity and reveal the truth. Have you ever observed ducks during a flight? If you view them carefully, it seems as if they are connected to a string. They show such a disciplined attitude as they are bound together with a strong string that is unbreakable. So, that is the truth behind the confusion of why they are called a string. 3. Team. Here comes my super favorite name for a group of flying ducks. I love it as it's easy to learn and this term well before. Don't hesitate to call, look here, a team of ducks is flying. It's the right terminology. Why do we call them a team? Because when they fly, they look like a team going together for some task. So, take your time to find who leads the team. Maybe there is a leader, maybe not. During fall, wild ducks mostly fly like a team to move from one place to another. What are the incorrect names of a group of ducks? I often hear misleading names by folk when they talk about the collection of ducks. Some of these names are really funny. Let me tell you few incorrect collective nouns. Band of ducks. Quackers. Society of ducks. Bundle of ducks. Gang of ducks. Chain of ducks. Party of ducks. Club of ducks. If you find such incorrect collective nouns, you should correct them with the right terms as you know much. Don't you? Grab this chance to show off your knowledge and wow your friends. What do you call a group of ducks? Luckily, there are so many answers to these questions. It actually depends on where you find a group of ducks. You may find them in the water, air, or land. So, you will name them accordingly. Let's have a look at this interesting table to know what you should call a group of ducks and when. Senior. Duck groups names in water. Duck groups names on the land. Duck group names in flight. 1. Raft of ducks. Flock of ducks. Skein of ducks. 2. Bunch of ducks. Brace of ducks. String of ducks. 3. Paddling of ducks. Baddling of ducks. Team of ducks. 4. Now you can learn these terms easily. For your ease, let me tell you, use folk as a collective noun for ducks on both water and land. Baddling is not in use anymore. Still, you can keep this term in your mind for increasing your vocabulary. If you happen to spy multiple ducks of swimming sort, then you can call them paddling. What is a group of ducks called on land? Mostly ducks group up on land as they do it for safety and social bond. They group up to forage on the ground. If you pass by such groups, take a moment to observe. They are really a bird of amazing personalities. Believe me, they will entertain you with their funny social behaviors. But before knowing what is the collective noun you can use to refer to ducks on land, you can call them flock, very general term and always in use by many of us. If there are just a pair, not many ducks, then go on with calling them as a brace of ducks. In case you happen to spy a large gathering of this bird foraging on the ground, call them a raft. In poultry, breeders often call them raft. So, it's an educated term. What is a group of baby ducks called? When it comes to baby ducks who move in groups, the question arises what to call them. And why? Baby ducks are very sweet and innocent with the official name duckling. But should you call them duckling when they form a group? That is the real point. Duckling is the name of a baby duck only, not the name of multiple baby ducks. Brood is an official term used for a group of baby ducklings who depend on mother for food and other needs. So, when you find multiple ducklings, call them brood. But what to do if you don't know about this term? Many people are still unfamiliar with poultry terminologies, so they don't know much about brood. No problem, we're here to help you. If you don't know about broods, you can call a baby duckling group a flock. Nobody will punish you. Believe me. Flock is most commonly easy to get a term always. You can use it for both adults as well as little bird groups without any hesitation. It will not be considered a mistake. What is a group of locusts called? Now it's time to get a bit of relief from the duck, let's move to locutus. This insect is very social and loves to move in groups. I know very few of you know how to call multiple locusts. I did research to break this truth for you and gathered three names to represent a group of locusts. 1. Plague of locusts. This term refers to a relatively larger group of insects. It is a specific term used for this insect only. 2. A swarm of locusts. This term can be used for the collection of other insects as well. You can use it for wasps, ants, and bees. So, it is a more general term. 3. Cloud of locusts. This term cloud refers to the similarity between locusts and grasshoppers as groups of both fly like forming a cloud in the air. Cloud can also refer to a group of gnats. What do you call a group of crocodiles? Typically a group of crocodiles is called a basque or float. What is a group of hippos called? Hippos living in a group of up to 40 are called pods, herd, school, or bloat. What is a group of flamingos called? Amazingly, a group of flamingos is referred to as a flamboyance that represents fire. What is a group of ducklings called? Typically, groups of ducklings under mother care are called brood or flock. What is a group of swans called? A group of swans is called bevy, flock, and wedge in flight. Final words. Finally, what is a group of ducks called will make you feel more educated. Now you can proudly use the right terms for the right situation. Wherever you find ducks moving in a group, first focus on what they are doing and where they are actually. Name them a flock of ducks, a bundle of ducks, a brood of ducks according to their habitat. We love to hear your pet duck names. Don't forget to share with us if you have unusual names for your domestic fowl.